ever wonder why, year after year, the Rose Parade returns to Pasadena? It's not simply out of habit, as the mayor of a nearby community has just found out. Here at our Metro News microphone this morning is the mayor of Palmdale, California, Mayor Marshall G. Sitcom.
Couldn't have picked a better day for it, could have they, Bob?
No, they haven't, Mayor. But I understand that your enjoyment of the parade this morning is tempered by the fact that it's not being held up your way.
Well, Bob, I'd be lying if I was to tell you that I wasn't having a lousy time, because watching all this splendor and pomp, I can only think of how much more beautiful this parade could have been if it had been held in the beautiful community of Palmdale, which, as you know, is the gravel capital of California.
Yes, sir. Well, a lot of our listeners may not know, though, that you actually made overtures to the Tournament of Roses committee to move the parade into the high desert.
High desert? Oh, Palmdale, yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, we made a firm cash offer to have the parade moved to a more accessible location, not only for the citizens of California, but for the citizens of the world.
Yes, sir.
You see, when our intercontinental jetport is built, and we've already financed the planning stages, and the parade, of course, wouldn't hurt that one bit, then people in Paris, for instance, would be 4 hours away from the Rose Parade. And right now, of course, I get a lot of people asking me, why should I leave Paris to go to Palmdale? Now, I haven't been to Paris, but if it's half as beautiful as Palmdale, I wouldn't want to leave it either.
No, sir, neither would I. Incidentally, you mentioned a cash offer. What kind of money was your group talking about?
Well, a civic group in the community had raised about $3 million, Bob, when we thought we might buy the Giants.
The baseball franchise.
I don't want to give them any free publicity. The thing fell through. So we had the funds, and we asked ourselves, what else does Palmdale need to get people away from Paris? And the obvious answer is an event that is beautiful as well as non-controversial, that needs plenty of room. You must realize that when the parade was first conceived, it was small enough to fit into Pasadena. But times change, Bob, and the Rose Parade in Pasadena is like the little boy who wears his mother's dress. It's just too big for him.
Well, with all that going for you, Mayor, why do you think your offer wasn't accepted?
Well, the network said they wouldn't lug their equipment out to the boondocks if the parade was moved. Boondocks, I love that word. That was their expression. I don't even know what a boondock is. We're totally an inland city. There's no docks of any kind. Marvelous hotels, though.
Yes, sir.
But I don't think the networks were the true stumbling blocks. They seemed open to compromise. But the people who run Pasadena, the city fathers or the bosses or whatever they want to call themselves,
yes, sir,
they're very selfish people, Bob. They're not like you and I. They wanted the parade to start and end in one place, and neither of them was Palmdale. Now, how can you negotiate with people like that?
Well, I don't really know, sir, but I gather then that you're not optimistic about your chances of success for next year's Rose Parade.
Bob, I'm a realist, and I'd be kidding you if I didn't say so. We certainly won't turn our backs on the Rose Parade people if they come begging with their tails between their legs, but I don't think they've got the guts to do that.
No, sir.
So we're looking to the future, Bob. We have the financing almost completed for the planning stage of our year-round multi-purpose sports facility, the Palm Dome. It won't be too long before people from Paris are flying in to see the Super Bowl in Palmdale. But I'd give everything a good 10 years.
Well, so for the moment, the Rose Parade marches on, but stays put. But who knows? 10 years from now, I could be saying, Robert Shapiro, Metro News from the Rose Parade in Palmdale.
I wouldn't hold your breath.